You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, fans. This is Irish Sports Talk, and I'm Randall, and joining me today is Riley Johnson. Riley, how are you doing?
I'm good, Randall. Thanks for having me on. How are you? How are you doing this fine Tuesday?
I'm doing good. You got nice weather up here. I guess the weather down in your area has been quite nice for us.
Wow.
Have you been in an area that was affected with all the rain and stuff from this hurricane?
Well, I live in Charleston, South Carolina, so we were kind of projected to get a lot originally, but then it kind of steered north. But I work in insurance, so it's been a couple of hellacious days getting back. But overall, you know, my family's safe, and just thoughts are actually up to everybody in North Carolina, because that's it's a pretty bad area right now.
Yeah, definitely. We've been hearing a lot of reports, and thankfully that it kind of died down a little bit from what was expected earlier. But, yeah, there's a lot of areas that got hit pretty hard, so. Yeah, so looking at this next week's game, obviously Notre Dame's coming down to play Wake Forest, and it's Notre Dame's first road game of the year. And has there been any talk of, you know, moving this game? Had there been talk of maybe moving this game or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Winston-Salem is solid 250 to 300 miles from the coast. And after last week, Wake Forest-BC game, it was originally slated to be a Thursday game, and they stayed with that. They just moved it up a couple of hours. I think everybody here is safe in Winston. Notre Dame should be able to get in and out. And the only possible reason I could think of moving it or anything like that would be just to if they need a more emergency or medical personnel to help out on the coast that otherwise would have to be in Winston. But I would say pretty 99.9% this game will be played and be played on time this week.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it at all. I was just concerned about it, but then I did kind of hear some noise about, you know, that there was maybe a possibility. But Notre Dame did play in at North Carolina State last year in the middle of a hurricane, and Notre Dame fans,
yeah,
doesn't get much worse than that. So
yeah, that was I remember watching that game. We had some remnants there. We played later on that day in Winston against Syracuse, and it was brutal where we were. So I can't imagine how it was 100 miles east of us over in Raleigh, but it looked pretty bad on TV.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thankfully this game is going on, and looks like it'll be a good Saturday for football. And looking at this team, Riley, just tell us a little bit about how the team has been looking this fall and kind of what's expected out of them this year.
Yeah, I think overall we kind of got off to the start that most people thought we might. Obviously, we would prefer to be 3-0 right now, but Boston College has a very good football team. They got A.J. Dillon at running back, and they tore us up on the ground and really just in the secondary as the day went along. But overall, I think Wake is right about where they need to be. They've got a freshman quarterback in Sam Hartman, who has taken over for Kendall Hinton with that suspension. And we saw today in the depth chart that Hartman will remain the number one quarterback. And I would expect Hinton to maybe play in some other facets of the game, and he'd be ready to step in if Hartman got hurt. But I think we're going through some growing pains. We had a few injuries in the secondary, and we lost our left tackle for the year, who was redshirt senior, so that never helps out, and we've had some reshuffling of the line. But overall, the offense has been pretty good. The defense has been a little bit iffy, but hopefully that'll come around as the year progresses.
Yeah, and looking at the quarterback situation, would Hinton have started if not for the suspension, or was there actually a, you know, competition this fall?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question. I think almost everybody, myself included, when we were looking at the spring, before we heard about the suspension for whatever it was. So Hinton got suspended for 3 games. It wasn't announced what it was, but violation of team rules. And, you know, he struggled to stay on the field the last couple of years, and he played behind John Wolford, but he had some injuries. He had, I think, another off-the-field incident a couple of years ago as well. So I think everybody was expecting him to be the starter and not really – didn't put a lot of thought about Sam Hartman, who came in early. He's a true freshman, came in the spring, so he got an extra semester under his belt before he had to get out there, which is helpful. But we also had a backup named Jamie Newman, who has been here for 3 years as well. He's a redshirt sophomore. So I think the staff may not have been surprised, but I think most fans were pretty surprised when Sam Harmon came out and just won the job right away, especially even with the suspension over and hitting, possibly being moved to another position.
Wow, well, that's very good. So he won that job in the spring?
Hinton was the starter going into the summer ball, but then when he got suspended, Hartman won in the fall, I guess, over Newman, once the staff realized Hinton wasn't going to be available for the first part of the schedule, and he just hasn't let it up yet.
Okay, very good. So tell us a little bit about this offense. I mean, they ran 105 plays last week, obviously very up-tempo. Do they just run and pass, and is it kind of 50-50, or how is that looking?
Yeah, the breakdown's pretty pretty split, and over the last couple of years, Dave Clawson and Warren Ruggiero have really put forth just an up-tempo style offense. I think right now, I know through the second week, we were the second fastest team in college football, and I'm sure that held up after last week's 105 play performance against Boston College. But we do a lot of quick get to the line, a lot of slant routes, a lot of bubble screen, a lot of just, I know people hate the run pass, but our offense is kind of predicated on that and making reads on the defensive end and what linebackers do. So we do a lot of interesting blocking on the line, which is why the loss of Justin Hirano at left tackle has kind of thrown things off a little bit. But I would say everybody kind of picked up and accepted where they are. And the offense has been clicking pretty well, especially for a true freshman, which is aided a lot by the two running backs behind him, and Kate Carney and Matt Colburn, who has been exceptional so far. So hopefully that'll keep up.
Yeah, and we know who Brian Dorch is, and looks like he's had him for a year, and he's also returning punts.
Yeah, so he returned two punts for a touchdown against Towson, and he's one of the most electric players I've ever seen put on the Wake Forest jersey, and he's just exceptional to watch. So over three games, we've already targeted him 46 times, which is 40% of all passes that Sam Hartman's made. And honestly, for spurts in the Boston College game, it felt like he disappeared. So I think the staff is trying to work him in. And, I mean, Dorch is only a sophomore, too, and he only played, I think, six or seven games last year before he had a kind of a freak accident where he dove onto the pylon and it ruptured an organ, and he had to go into emergency surgery, and that's the rest of the year. But at that point, he had 9 touchdowns already, and he was well en route to becoming a freshman All-American. But he's starting to see a lot of double teams, so the offense is kind of having to adjust to that. But it'll be interesting to see how we get him involved, maybe more in the run game on some sweeps or reverses, and maybe utilize some more bubble screens to get him the ball in open space.
Yeah, for sure. Been an electric player. Then moving on to the defensive side of the ball, who are some guys that Notre Dame fans would look for and meet the nose on in the game?
Well, I think as a linebacker position, Justin Sternot is probably one of the best players on the defense. He's a younger player, too. He's a junior, but he's backed up some good linebacker the last couple of years. He gets in the backfield a lot. He's good at stopping the run. And I would say also Ethan Bassey, a defensive back. He's a cornerback, and he's been pretty dynamic this year. He was one of the best players to break up balls and intercept last year in the nation as well, and he's kind of picked that right back up too. So in the secondary, I'd say Ethan Bassey. He will likely draw a lot of the matchups against Notre Dame's top receiving core, and I would also say Justin Sternot at that middle level can kind of turn the game. But primarily, we need to get more havoc played on the defensive line, and that'll probably start with Willie Yarberry and Boogie Basham. So those are a few names that Notre Dame fans can look out for.
Very good. And this Notre Dame is familiar with this defense. I mean, obviously with Mike Elko being at Wake Forest and Notre Dame, and now part three at Notre Dame. So I think both teams kind of know what, you know, the base defense, but they still kind of have their own identity. But there is a connection there with Clark Lee coming from Wake Forest, and this is now his first year as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because Elko, obviously, with a heck of a defensive coordinator here, he did a great job in South Bend last year, and now Clark Lee's taken over. So I know that Coach Clawson and Coach Lee both kind of know what's going on the other side. And in these situations, I don't really know who gets the better edge of that. I mean, we're going to know what the base defenses are. We're going to know what's going on there. And it, I guess it just comes down to execution. So it'll be who can stay disciplined on offense or defense in these plays, and especially in the up-tempo offense. I mean, Notre Dame players are going to get tired on defense if that's what the offense is meant to do, to wear teams down. So if Notre Dame can stay disciplined up front and know where their gap discipline is, all that stuff, then I think they'll be fine, because they probably almost certainly got the talent advantage at most positions there. But if they fall asleep on a few plays, or if they forget where Craig Dorsey is at any point in time, then we're going to make them pay. And I think that's probably going to be whoever wins that battle there, the offense versus defense, I think that's going to be where the game is won.
Yeah, and Notre Dame did last week. They've had Ball State and Vanderbilt ran quite a few plays against them. And so, you know, they seem to do okay, but the problem is that the starting defenders have come off the field. And so at some point, you know, this could start catching up with them a little bit. So they've been out on the field a lot in the last couple of games.
Yeah, if depth is a problem for Notre Dame, that might not be great defensively, especially if the game wears on, because Wake is going to get into the 90s as far as plays, and they might push triple digits. So if that's been a weakness for Notre Dame, then they better be in really, really good shape, or there could be some problems there.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, Wake Forest played a Thursday game last week. He thinks those extra days off getting ready for Notre Dame, I think they'll help them prepare for Notre Dame. You still there? Riley.
Yeah, sorry. I think it cut out there a minute.
Oh, that's fine. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, we'll jump back in.
Sure.
And so Wake Forest had a Thursday night game last week, and so they have a couple more days to prepare for Notre Dame. You think that helps them out, or is an advantage for them?
Yeah, I think that we've had some guys banged up, especially in the secondary. Amari Henderson and Cameron Glenn have been nursing some injuries since camp. We've got a couple of guys at linebacker who've also been banged up, and a couple of offensive linemen as well. So I think that 2 days off are really going to help the team get just those extra days rest, especially since we're coming off that short week from passing to Boston College, which Coach Clawson was not too pleased about, because it's one of two conference games that we will have this year that are on Thursday nights, and they're both in the Atlantic Division II, which is not something Coach Clawson was looking forward to. But I think the days of rest should hopefully get everybody refreshed and kind of back to where they were feeling, hopefully before camp, and we'll see how that plays out on Saturday.
Yeah, and have you thought about a score prediction to do that out, or not gotten that far yet?
Well, I'm just looking at Notre Dame and their scores the last few weeks. I assume it'll be somewhere around 22-24-17 if Notre Dame wants to win the game. I think the last 8 times y'all have won a football game, it's been somewhere between 22-24, if we're 15-17. So I'd probably be a solid guess there and be right on the line for Notre Dame. But I don't know. I kind of feel like it'll be a little higher score than that. Wake's in one, like we talked about, and the Wake secondary hasn't exactly shown that they can stop really anybody. So I would go a little over if I were a gambling man. I would probably go Notre Dame 35-28 or 35-31, somewhere in that realm. But if it can be close in the fourth quarter and the Wake offense can do what the staff wants it to, then I could see Wake maybe stealing one late in Winston-Salem. But I'll go Notre Dame by 4-7.
Okay, very good. Yeah, last year both teams scored quite a few points. So, with Wake Forest offense moving the ball like that, it'll be fun to watch. So hopefully Notre Dame can get in the rhythm as well, and we're all ready to see them score some more points than what they had in the past few weeks.
Yeah, Wake's really struggling so far. We have in the 3 games with the big play. And, you know, we haven't actually even hit that many big plays on offense. We've just been grinding out first down and getting down the field. So if we can get a little more explosive on offense, and I assume that the Wake defense won't be magically healed and cured overnight, I guess we could be in for a trap meet again.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Riley, for calling in tonight. And where can fans follow you on Twitter, or maybe –
Sure, they can follow on Twitter at BSD_RAJohnston, and I am the managing editor for Bloggers the Deer, which is on SB Nation Wake Forest blog site. So if you want to follow along, we'd love the clicks, and we'd like to have the banner. So we appreciate it, and I'm glad you had me on. It was good to talk to you again.
Yes, for sure. And thank you very much for joining, and you have a good evening.
Absolutely. Best of luck this weekend.